Look, cigarettes out, you think. Now, look, why can it? You see how Bull just left? Yeah. That doesn't. So why isn't the curator running his ass off to catch? Oh, there it goes into the. And a diaper catches on fire.
Oh, no, the worst, a poop fire.
A poop fire is the worst fire.
Yeah, the stinkiest kind.
Hey, that reminds me, weren't you in a diaper commercial when you were young?
Yeah, I lit it on fire. So I didn't get air. That's on the cutting room.
Imagine if the career goes full circle.
Oh, no, you know what water means in this movie.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Pretty sharking. Go shark.
Guys, look how much water is there. Already,
what if those poor ghosts went into a body of a different creature? Would they be able to? They wouldn't travel through water then, right?
I guess no. Look, see, why are they fighting? He doesn't know Cameron started the fire. He was in the boat with them. Said, "Wait outside while I have a cigarette." Why are they fighting?
Yeah.
Oh.
Here comes Ghost Shark. Now look. See, he knocks over the lighthouse, and he picks up the lighthouse. But I think that the shark thinks that the lighthouse is the weapon because he gets disarmed.
Whoa!
I've disarmed you, curator.
I hate the lighthouse. It was a pretentious movie.
Why is the curator dead? His arm came off. That's it. He didn't even bleed out.
Well, you know, you'd be in shock. Where's his body? Was it Gassoon? Digested by the ghost shark?
What we saw was he only ate the arm. Oh no, Cameron's down.
Oh!
Ghost shark!
Oh!
Hopefully it just gets his arm. Oh!
Oh, he had a boner.
Wow, it left him like a little blood fountain. Ghost shark now returns.
Now, am I hallucinating, or did the toilet scene not happen yet?
The toilet scene does not happen yet. It happens on the boat. Oh, he looks thirsty. Doesn't he look thirsty?
He's definitely dehydrated.
He should get some shark water.
Oh, give me a break. The shark can't be in there.
The glowing shark water. Oh, Michael, on the sci-fi original, the shark can't be in there. Are you so
no, it can't. They're in an indoor office. There's no way a shark can get in there. Oh, is it his body?
This is an Oscar-winning performance now. He is getting eaten from the inside.
It's been 25 cents on a Kool-Aid package.
I just noticed, too, you can also see that he literally drank the red liquid was in the cup.
Yeah, yeah. It was, what bullshit?
Oh, I'm acting! I'm acting! Are you acting? Yes, I'm acting! You're not acting.
Tell me, charades. Seven words? Eaten by a ghost shark?
Sounds like bark.
Because Kark?
What the fuck? Christopher Lloyd cannot believe it.
He's like, Cameron's behind us.
Sounds
again.
Like Toast Tark.
I knew I shouldn't have locked Cameron up.
What is that? Son. Like body parts are flying around?
That's just the wet clothes from the museum. The curator's dead, and so is Cameron. What are you doing, Cecily? You can't drive.
I heard there's a ghost shark in a museum. I came to check it out. not naval museum.
Maritime.
Who is she to say it's none of your business?
There's no dad anymore. So she had, by the way, speaking of which, they're still not discussing their dead father. Is there a funeral planned? Where is the body? Nobody knows anything. It's not, it just isn't brought up.
You ate my father, but you rejected me. Why, Ghost Shark?
So she takes his car, says, meet me at the lighthouse, because Finch has the book, you know, and get Cecily home safely, because I'm the pretend father now. Zip.
Not the victim.
I wonder if they were like, who do we call? The police? We are the police.
Yeah, why is there a dead body in my office? Can you wheel it out? Okay, I just want to check out your office, Sheriff.
You want the good news or the bad news? Give me the good news. We found Cameron. What's the bad news? He is so dead. My son is dead.
I'm sorry to break the news. Your son was eaten by a ghost shark in a museum.
Maybe it has less of a sting because it's in a script, but he is dead.
But the good news, it was a school field trip, and he went. He attended. He now, thought he was playing hooky.
So now the mayor is like, I am going to kill this fucking shark. So the mayor was
It's all my fault.
He was in one episode of True Detective, one episode of American Horror Story, but this is my favorite. He was in Dawn of the Planet of the Apes as Rationer.
Hmm.
Uncredited.
Oh, wow. So that means he was in the crowd.
Well, he was rationing out food to the humans.
Hmm.
Yeah. He wasn't rationing out apes to the humans?
No, he was an ape in the film. Look at my butt, Mr. Finch! Look at my butt! Are you in there,
Finch? Straight butt. Let's put the camera down there.
I brought my butt with me.
I'm coming in. Come on.
Finch must be in the cave.
Yeah, those are the only two spots over here.
He's cuckoo. Sometimes he roams the beach just in case there was a shark attack and he could say it's ghost. Or he's walking the street. Or he's at the kid. Okay, now these kids, like, it's like,
this is a big hero moment.
They're snotty to him.
Yeah, no. He tries to be a hero here.
Yeah.
Because at this moment, I think that, what's his name? Basher? What was it?
Blaze.
Blaze. Blaze is like, I need to stand up because I can't just let the sister be the dad. Like, I want to be the dad.
Right.
Now he's trying to be the dad to all these kids and save them.
You gotta get out of here. You get out of here.
Yeah.
My youngest,
I can't make this simpler on the left. Go shark.
My youngest son, Keith, is all the way on the left. Keith didn't react in that. Oh, disappointed. Oh, yeah. No. It's just predicted.
Kids, I've been telling you about the ghost shark that's going to come out of the fire hydrant. You wouldn't listen. Uh-oh.
So look what he does. Like Chris said, he becomes a hero and bonks the shark. Or he gets bonked. Yeah.
The shark didn't eat the car? That doesn't make sense.
The shark would eat a car.
It was able to hit it, at least.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's not your regular car. It's a...
See, I wouldn't be standing out there. You got all that water around you?
Yeah.
And now these kids want revenge.
Oh, he's going through a puddle.
Oh no, the water.
What are they gonna do? Hit them? You could totally beat up those kids.
Oh my god.
Now the director's saying, dance around. We're gonna CGI off the top of you. Dance around like you. Now wiggle. Can you wiggle?
Yeah. Hey, so none of you guys die. You're gonna do a happy dance. Why don't you wiggle on the ground in your happy dance? And we'll edit this later. Don't tell the kids they get eaten by a ghost shark. We'll be back. We're back.
We're back.
None of their friends care about them too much.
Now this is when he says his great line, "We are the chum," and I got to play that for you when he does it.
Yeah.
All right.
They're looking for the shark. They're going to kill him. Now, why are they out there when the shark could be anywhere? He could be in a cup of water. They saw that themselves.
Yeah, that's right.
Everybody knows about this cave for some reason. And I think it's because there's some sort of post-it note hung outside the cave. If they show that, see, some reason it says haunted cave on the side.
Right.
Cave, $2.
Right. Yeah. Well, this is 2013, right? So yeah, $2. Haunted
cave.
There's Bull with the book cave. Over the carcass.
Reading the Da Vinci Code for hints.
But don't
you think just reading in a bedtime story
that would smell by now, right?
Yeah,
that's a big.
What shark. You got? It's the script of Swamp Shark.
I'm working on the script. The Swamp Shark.
Swamp Shark is going to be the greatest film ever released.
Rome. Now they're reading about how to get rid of these souls and send them back. And it's in Spanish because they were Spanish settlers in the 1800s. And it's basically like you have to kill the ghost with the thing that killed the ghost, okay? So since this ghost was stabbed with the harpoon and that's what killed it, she's got to stab the ghost with the harpoon to kill the ghost.
Wouldn't there also be a hot sauce and grenade involved, though?
Yeah, but yeah. I guess these weren't the killing things.
Yeah, that was just the overkill part.
Right, that was the overkill part.
I never once in my life thought, here comes a shark, get the hot sauce. Let's fuck with this shark.
All right.
I'm going to make it painful.
I'm surprised they don't even go in to bite the shark, because the hot sauce should still be on that shark, actually. Tasty. It should be very tasty.
Sushi with hot sauce.
Yeah, she's actually going to lick that blade right now. She's going to be like...
Now, he's like, no, your father brought this shark into this horror into this world. You're going to kill it. But the father did not do that. Kim did it.
Well, I mean, the shark was brought into the world by Mama Shark, really.
So. Bingo.
Yeah.
That was actually Baby Shark this after the song.
Listen to his chum line.
All right.
That was it. Did you hear it?
No, I missed it. He goes,
you were too busy what?
Well, thanks to Chris, I'm too busy singing Go Shark Doo 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 Go Shark Doo 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 Go Shark. Got that song in my head.
This shotgun that's a deer rifle, for goodness sakes. You can't kill a cop with that. Barney Fife. Oh, I see.
Oh.
There it is.
And then if you look on the left, there's some ghost dolphins.
he's in the water.
Oh, my God.
But he doesn't. The shark doesn't throw him up. That's one complaint I have about these sci-fi movies, is that if there's a natural disaster or Sharknadoes, you get introduced to characters you'll never see again, and you know it's fatal. They're going to die. It's an existential crisis. You're just going to watch them die. But the hero always escapes that fate. The hero gets... upchucked by the ghost shark, or
right, exactly.
The natural disaster doesn't attack. It's all futile. Like I think in Sharknado, there's a plane and sharks fly up and eat the passengers. The pilot?
I didn't see it, but that sounds right. If they're flying through the air because of a tornado.
Yeah, no, I think it might be a different movie, but like a guy looks out the window and he's like, "Oh no!" and a shark eats him.
Hmm.
Now, here's Chris's favorite scene. The mayor will sit his butt down on the porta potty.
Yeah, he's like, oh man, this is stressful. Gotta take a shit.
Yeah, they teach it on the Marines. Like, anytime there's a shark coming and you gotta take a shit, you should get your priority down and go crap.
Mm-hmm. Now, there he's getting eaten up.
Ew, what,
into the potty. Oh, his legs!
His legs, it's disgusting.
That's the best scene.
Now, the head football coach of the Louisiana State University was going to play the mayor, but he had scheduling conflicts.
Huh.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't that he read, I'm not going to die by a shark eating me in a toilet.
Lucky got lucky.
Yeah, they got lucky.
There was a sequel called Ghost Shark 2, Urban Jaws.
Yeah.
But it was released in July 2015. The two films are unrelated in terms of narrative, other than both being films featuring killer sharks. So, I don't know. Ghost Shark 2, I missed it.
But what was Ghost Shark 2 a ghost shark, or was it just, like, completely different?
I would assume it was a ghost shark from the title, but I never saw it. It's urban, too, so.
Yeah, well, sewer sharks. I guess they could be ghost sharks.
Here comes her only chance to kill this shark. She's got her harpoon. Dab! Now look,
I should have ate you.
Seizure.
Yeah, well, sharks, ghosts have seizures.
It's the worst special effects here.
Oh my God. Look at these guys. Whoa, I can't believe I'm watching that. What am I watching?
Movie over!
That's it?
Kill the ghost shark.
All right.
Yeah. And Bull's going to get there, the souvenir.
Don't touch it.
Oh! Walk away. Your fingers, Bull!
Oh, my God. Ah, fake blood.
That's a commercial.
Right. Epilogue. Act 4, a fate with ghost shark.
Well, the thing is, obviously, they didn't kill the shark. He bit Bull's hands.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something they missed, something wrong. Now, Bull will not give a shit about his finger. He will simply wrap them up and start.
Bull is the most video game-like character. He'll shrug any bit of pain off.
Yeah. Now, if this was a good movie, his dog would eat his fingers, and they would have to chase around the dog for the next 5 minutes. Did he at least put his fingers on ice, or did he lose his fingers?
He's lost his fingers. Now, over 10 years in this period, Sci-Fi Channel made 200 movies. If you do the math, that's like 7 or 8 a month being not made in a month, but being released in a row. 200 movies, my God.
Well, you know, that's one of the things Corman did. Roger Corman, in his late age, was producing these, like, you know, Octoshark versus Sharkopus movies.
Yeah. Rank them out.
For Sci-Fi. So you got Corman's fingerprints on some of these.
Gotcha. He's one of the best. He's the best at being the worst, right? That's why we admire him.
Right.
Yeah, rip-offs and stuff like that. He can deliver a rip-off movie with the ease. Now, do you think the reason why Sci-Fi is so obsessed with shark is because of Cable's other Shark Week?
I just think
sharks are just a fascination, I think, with humans. They're so deadly, I guess, and there's something instinctual about, you know, like when you're in water, you feel so helpless because of how slow you move, you know?
Yeah. Now look at Bull. He's killing his wife. He's admitting to the kids that he killed his wife.
Which brought the demons.
So you see the ghost?
Yeah.
Ah.
Oh, so the shark was his wife all along?
No, the shark is not his wife.
Yeah, the wife is an evil bitch.
Telling the story of how he killed the wife and then lied that the tide came in and she drowned, and they just believed him.
They were ghosts. Ghost sharks. Okay.
But I want you now to really are ghost sharks. Look how nice the director did that. He dissolved in from the
story. Look how nice those kids. Look how nice those kids are treating that murderer. So you understand? I killed her. Okay.
Look at his fingers. From now on, I want you to call me Tripod.
Speaking of which, I'm gonna have to practice with this hand.
It says right here in the book that
you killed your wife.
But basically, they're like, okay, this is where it's all happening, this cave. Let's blow up the cave. And the book is agreeing with her. And he's like, no, we're not killing. I don't want to kill her again. We're not blowing up the cave.
Wouldn't that just make another cave?
He's not going to blow up the cave because it would kill his wife, he thinks.
Little that makes no know. Sense.
Blow up a cave. Right. Can you blow up a cave?
Yeah.
Isn't that just going to leave a cave?
If you've got Cameron's dad's dynamite, it'll squish all the ghosts inside.
Oh, hey, Carl, by the way, Cameron, RIP.
Yes. God bless you. If this was a visual podcast, I would pour a little drink for my homies on the ground who aren't here anymore.
Yeah.
Cameron.
For everyone who was eaten by a ghost shark, Cameron.
Right.
Carl's
I had the vodka here a minute ago, and I've been feeding the cast members who died all out.
You know, I'm going to have a gin and tonic in honor. Oh, no, there's a ghost shark in my tonic water.
Duck.
Now, we get an impressive thing that the younger sister knows how to pick locks from YouTube. So they're out.
Oh, is that pick-locking lawyer guy?
Now, when this was released on DVD, it was part of Mill Creek's Entertainment's Shark Bait Collection,
which had
6 shark-themed movies, plus a bonus alligator creature feature.
Ooh.
Nice.
Alligators are the second best next to sharks.
Right.
So, they tend to fight each other.
This was one of my favorite reaction shots of the whole thing.
Yeah. He has now found the boat where the sheriff is dead and the mayor's dead, and he's gonna go, ew, right?
Yeah, he's just, his entire reaction is just like, ugh.
He is such an actor in this film. There's Bull.
Oh my God. Here you go. Ew. Yeah, that's gross.
yeah. That's what he says. Yeah.
Ew. Come on, go shark. And
I was going to shit here, too. Ram
the fence and smash it through. And the young sister says, punch it. But she does it so lame. It's the worst acting ever.
But it does a trick. Punch it. All right, here we go. I'm going to punch it. Wee. They blew up before they hit the gate.
Now they steal the dynamite, and when they go to leave, one of them says, that was so cool. Like, it was badass. Like, we just broke into a joint, stole its dynamite.
Yeah. That dynamite in the backseat.
Give me there that is, dynamite. Backseat dynamite. Throws it around.
Speaking of dynamite, did you notice the fence exploded before they hit it?
Yeah, with sparkles.
Yeah, what's that? That's just another unbelievable facet of this movie.
I wish it was more believable. Then I would believe in the ghost shark.
I really wish Ghost Shark was more grounded, and that way he wouldn't kill as many people, because it'd be ground.
More grounded. Good one. If you know our show, which you don't, Chris, that's a running theme with my being grounded. So that was funny.
Ah, gotcha.
Well, knowing our show, that's the only joke we have per episode. So,
you know, I do lament that I didn't bring up at the time when they were browsing the web and they found out that Bull's wife, you know, was how she died and everything. Uh-huh. But if you were to look at the computer screen, it had these links as a joke. The director made them. It says, alligator attacks in Louisiana swamps. Click here. Ex-government scientists control weather. Click here. These are all his movies. And then he goes, there's one that says, people watching science fiction movies who pause screen to read unimportant text. Click here.
Oh, wow. He's having fun.
That's his funny joke.
He only had time to write those in like 2 seconds. So good job.
Look how they're so careless with the dynamite.
Well, I mean, yeah, you wet some dynamite and then like some work, you know, as long as some of them blow up.
Listen, the woman who was eaten by a ghost shark and then spit out isn't carrying the dynamite in the swamp. So it makes perfect logical sense to me.
Now, dynamite is nitroglycerin, TNT, and that means that you can't just shake it around. It could spark itself. So the way they were handling that dynamite was careless.
This isn't
TNT. I actually did not know that.
This isn't TNT. It's sci-fi.
Good one, Mike. This isn't Turner Network.
the Turner Network rock. Television will blow it up. Characters wanted.
If this explosive movie was grounded, that shark would stink.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this is how the movie ends. It's all very simple. You just light the dynamite and we're done. So let's get going, kids.
No, oh, this is going to be...
Now we're racing towards our ending. Look how... What?
What? Rain?
That's going to put the fuse out.
No.
Is that ghost rain?
This is ghost rain.
Chubby rain.
Oh, my God.
No, seriously, if you watch the movie The Meg, and I hate to spoil it, he goes underwater, cuts the shark's throat, and shoves explosives in the cut.
But Mike, did you miss the ghost shark put the fuse out himself personally?
Yeah, I did. I wasn't looking.
That was the wife, actually. The wife's spirit knew to do that.
Bull bites it! Okay, if Bull is dead, then I didn't point out when the wife showed up. So I'm sorry I missed that, guys.
The wife showed up?
Yeah, the wife showed up and told him by some props in the room to blow up the cave. The same idea she had. Part of Bull's backstory is he knows that his wife forgave him for killing him because she never haunted him.
It's true. Yeah. Oh, my God. Is it just like Jaws?
I just want to eat you. Your friend sucks. I tried your friend. She sucks.
Look out!
Watch out! It's in that puddle.
See, this rain is a game changer for Ghost Shark because he can appear in any kind of form of water.
And now I think he's starting to realize that right now. So Ghost Shark is jumping.
But you see, they're in the dry. You see, so he can't reach them is the premise here. Look, he'll try again. Yeah.
Even though he can pop out of people's bodies.
Well, they drank water. Look, see how close, but they're in the dry. Oh, this is dumb.
Oh.
He's so close.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you can smell that, oh, that your dead breath. Ghost shark breath.
Oh, your breath. Oh.
Try a ghost mint. It smells like chum.
Hey, stinks.
Okay. Now she's going to go in there and, you know, get these fuses lit already. They don't have a dry lighter. They don't have matches. What's she going to do? She's going to take the lamp and get aggressive because it's the movie.
I thought they were friends. Wasn't she the shark's chum?
That's very funny. We are the chum.
Okay. We are the chum.
That was close. She's knocked out. She could die.
He cold cocked her.
That's the worst time to get knocked out.
Right. When you have like if you've lit a dynamite fuse, it always seems to happen. But that's when.
Yeah.
Yeah. But people forget that a ghost shark can save her. That was a sucker punch.
Look how she's not dirty from the floor.
Well, she got one.
Look how she thinks. She's like, what happened? Oh, right. A ghost shark knocked me unconscious and we're going to blow up a cave.
Right. Hey, better get out of here.
Now, you see how they didn't save her? That was a mistake. They should have run in. Listen,
yeah, she's okay.
I guess I didn't tell you about our writer. He's bullshit, too. The kind of movies he writes. Boom!
Whoa!
Yeah, I don't think you need to tell us. Are you waiting till the end of the movie to tell us the screenwriter writes crazy movies?
Yeah, I know.
No shit.
No, here's an example. He wrote 30,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you, 20,000 Leagues.
He wrote Snakes on a Train.
Oh, my God.
I seen that. I did that for Bad Movie Night, Carl.
Perfect. His name is
a guy takes a leak and a snake jumps up. Yeah. No, a giant snake eats the train.
She's going to get hers now. She's going to get eaten by the shark. Except that the spirits go away. And when they do, of course, that means Ghost Shark too.
Oh, so Ghost Shark's like, one last bite before I go.
Like, and then save. Bro. But we don't see it, right? We don't see it. So the sister.
Oh, no.
And the love interest, and they've been spending a lot of time together, are now thinking that, now look, see the emotion? She really is sad that somebody died. Our hero died!
Didn't her parents die?
Yeah, she didn't care.
She was more attached to the sister.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was thinking about the mayor and his son.
They were Irish.
I mean, my dad and my sister.
Don't kiss my neck, you're the love interest of my dead sister. Oh!
Hey!
You can only kiss her neck.
What's this?
What's her name is alive. Good news. I was really worried. What's her name? Really cared.
Ava. Ava. Ava Reed. Named after Tara Reed.
Hey. Tara Reed had a great show on E! Entertainment Television where she would go on parties. It ruined her career, but I loved that show.
Now look, why are they swimming home? Look at that. See what happens?
The sequel is like,
The end of Jaws, they swim home. But they were just on dry land. They had gone there in their car.
Right. Wait, they are swimming home. That makes no sense.
Doesn't make any sense.
Well, you know, sometimes they feel like it's good to do that. You know, get some exercise.
If they die, will they become ghost swimmer?
Right. Don't swim into the cave. It's dead. Listen, this guy wrote War of the Worlds 2.
Oh, wow.
Wow, there it goes. Ghost Shark.
That's in alphabetical order. Ghost Shark.
Great film.
Shark.
My son's appearance. Christopher Lloyd was in this film. Corey Booker.
A lot of people. Well, that has been Ghost Shark. Chris, what a pleasure, man. You're a lot of fun having you on the show. What did you think of this movie?
I mean, I've been singing this movie's praises for years now. I'm just excited that more people will hopefully get into it now. I'm glad that you have now seen it, Mike. I'm assuming, Carl, you said you watched it leading
four times.
Four times?
That's what my job on the show.
Can you believe it?
Hell
yes. Can you fucking believe it?
I'm glad that we gave Dylan's Entertainment Channel some more views. We gave Dylan some attention too.
Make sure you subscribe.
Yeah, so subscribe to Dylan's Entertainment Channel. Just a great film, though. I mean, of all the shark movies, I mean, that's got to be up there in my top 10, you know?
Great. Yeah, that's high praise indeed. It's Jaws, Jaws 2, Ghost Shark, Jaws 3.
Probably Deep Blue Sea. Deep Blue Sea is pretty decent.
And The Meg.
Yeah, The Meg. I think The Meg is the third most, like, competent shark film ever made.
Well, there was a little kid involved who wasn't scared of anything.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and Shark Boy and Lava Girl. That's also another great one.
I was waiting for Lava Girl to show up in this movie to hang out with Ghost Shark and Lava Girl, but I was wrong.
They couldn't get them to film, unfortunately.
Shark Boy. Carl, what'd you think of Ghost Shark?
Well, I think it was terrible. I think it was a very good B movie. You know, I mean, if it's going to be terrible, we might as well laugh our asses off it. And I think it was perfect for your show, even though it doesn't fit the theme, really. It was a good, bad movie.
Yeah, I mean, these are ready-made movies for sci-fi. They don't care about the quality. That's it's built into the product. As stupid as it can get is double air it. So
yeah.
I have to say, Chris, I appreciate this recommendation. Out of all those sci-fi movies I've seen, this one was really good.
Yeah. Right? I mean, this one stands alone as there's a lot of sci-fi movies that are just, you know, not worth watching at all. This one I feel like is actually worth the time.
Yeah.
And when we say sci-fi, we're not abbreviating science fiction. We're talking about the cable network
that brings
out these shark movies. So
for sure, yeah.
Good one. 1 out of 200. Out comes a gem.
Mike, what did you think?
I liked it. I enjoyed it. You know, these movies are bad on purpose, and you can't really find much joy trying to say, oh, this is crap, because it is. That's the product. And for one of these movies, I thought Richard Mull was great, and the special effects were on the screen. I don't really, but I don't usually hunt for these movies, but this one I really enjoyed. So I'm glad, Chris, you brought it up.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having me on.
I wish I had recorded your open mic set. That would have been a great intro to this. Did you tape yourself that night?
I do have the audio recording if you'd like me to send it.
Yeah. But for the edited
version, is there a chance we can get a recording? Yeah, Chris, we want to play your set where you stop and talk about Ghost Shark.
I love that. Okay.
We'll talk offline. You got to get it to me. I'll work it out with you.
All right.
Perfect.
Yeah, cool. For sure.
And let the audience know, Chris, where people can find your comedy and your art.
If you guys want to check out my art, you go to Spinal Palm, as I mentioned before, Spine All. And then Palm. And if you want to check out my comedy, it's mostly the same thing, honestly. If you want to check out, I have a new I'm merging the animation and comedy. So you can now check out The Chris Gassler Show, available on YouTube.com. We got two episodes out.
Wow. Better together. Merging. Yeah. Perfect.
And that's Gassler, your last
correct. Name. Yes. Thank great. You.
All right. I'll check that out. CarlSucks.com. That's
CarlSucks.com. That's all we could do.
Yeah.
COVID world. Come see me at Scotty's every Friday and Saturday. Pow!
Ba-boom. Scotty's. I have yet to do a live set, but you can watch me in a movie on Amazon Prime. It's called The Thieves Code, and I'm in 40 minutes into it.
40 very minutes cool. in, and it's a good scene. He's mad. He's mad. You'll see, folks.
Oh, I'm an annoyed dude, according to the end credits. So check it out. Not to be confused with my other role as angry cafe patron from 2003's The Snake.
Irked Afro-Fro guy.
My IMDb lists something from 1999, something from like 2008, and something from 2020. So I'm
A lot of hiatus, Mike. I'm glad you're enjoying the good life.
Well, I worked with Mother Teresa during my this time.
Oh, that's commendable. It's wow.
Yeah. And I played a rationer, uncredited.
That's why I didn't make IMDb.
Yeah. Well, Chris, thank you so much for being part of LWAFLMOYT.
Absolutely, man. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, a pleasure. We'll love to get you back. And we will be back, Carl. We do this every Sunday.
Yeah.
We air 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on mutinyradio.fm, or you can follow our podcast, which drops Sunday night at LWAFLMOYT.
Whoa. You didn't even do the cough. Say it again. Go ahead.
LWAFLMOYT. Yeah, it's easy peasy.
Remember.
All right. We'll have a movie next week. We don't want to tell you, so come back next time.
Gotcha.
Listen to the next episode.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Let's watch a full-length movie on YouTube with more. This is Carl. I'm Mike's friend. I wrote this song. My turn-ons are satin sheets and the way champagne tickles my nose. And I love to paint outdoors. Listen, you should follow me on Twitter. It's Jokes to Carl, the French duh, not the duh. Let's watch a full-length movie on YouTube with Mike Spiegelman. On the interstate. I can give it away every day. I can fly and spend all my seconds like they're my last. It's not the past that scares me. Future.
than 4 minute credits.
Let's watch.
Right. Quiet Mutiny Radio listener, we have some urgent news from the front, thanks to Wania Thibault of Buckskin Revolution and Season 6 of Alone. Go check her out on her YouTube. She sent me some important Community Environmental Advocates Foundation news. Canadian firm proposes opening Grass Valley Mine. Public comments are due by August 17th, 2020. This is very, very time sensitive in that August 17th is next week. And Grass Valley, California, Nevada County recently announced that a long-awaited public process will begin on a controversial proposal by Canadian mining company RISE Goldcorp to reopen the historic Idaho-Maryland mine. Located in Grass Valley, the mine last operated in 1956 and shut down due to financial difficulties and diminishing production. Yet it left behind a legacy of both a legendary gold mine and a prolific amount of environmental damage. The lure of possible untapped riches has continued to this day. As recently as 8 years ago, the previous owner, M. Gold Mining, abandoned its second effort to open the mine due to an inability to resolve environmental issues and exhausted financial resources. Now RISE Gold is betting on succeeding where others have failed and has submitted mining permit application documents to the Nevada County Planning Department. On Friday, July 17th, Nevada County released a notice of preparation that summarized the project and starts the public review process. Citizens are invited to give comments and feedback on the plan by August 17th, 2020. That's next week. There will be no virtual public hearing. Instead, the public is invited to watch a pre-recorded presentation that will be posted for viewing by July 27th. Citizens will not be able to give verbal comments, but are being asked instead to send a letter with their concerns to the county. Community Environmental Advocates Foundation members have asked the county to extend the deadline on the comment period until September.
They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer.
Thank you. The gun, the gun, the gun, the gun.